I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The New York Times reports today that IBM plans to sell off its personal computer business. This is big news in the computer world and the business world. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, didn't IBM sort of begin the personal PC business?
It certainly did. And basically what's happened here is that personal computers, PCs, have become central to every business in the global economy except IBM's business. They issued their first PC 23 years ago. The name, of course, stands for International Business Machines, and its personal computing arm broke off as a separate unit in 1992. It stopped selling retail in the late 90s, but is still doing most of its business with corporate customers. But now it says basically the real money is in providing computer services for companies, basically helping them to use the technology. Dell and Hewlett-Packard are really the big PC makers now. So IBM's looking to sell off that part of the business, take the machines part really out of its name, not technically, but and the Times reports that it's in serious discussions with the largest computer maker in China, and that'll probably go for upwards of $2 billion.
So it's getting out of the machine, the computer machine business, going into the service computer business. What does the industry think of this?
It's not a huge surprise. IBM's really been steadily moving away from PC manufacturing for years, and it's been unprofitable enough that investors have been urging exactly this move. But we spoke with Bill Sprague, who's the head of mergers and acquisitions with Sanders Morris Harris, and you know, he admits it's pretty odd to think of IBM without the PC biz.
I remember getting an IBM PC2, I think it was, when the box came in. It was the biggest thing in the world. And here we are 23 years later, and it's a non-core business for them that you'd think about the PC market. They're talking about $1 billion to $2 billion worth of value, which, you know, in the scope of IBM is irrelevant.
And indeed, that is a very small sum for IBM. Their annual revenues are more than $90 billion, so the PC business is about 12% of that.
Tess, before we close for this week, there are new job figures out. What's the story?
Well, so much for holiday hiring, Alex. The Labor Department says the economy added a meager 112,000 new jobs in November. That's the weakest gain in 5 months. Analysts were expecting around 200,000. And you may remember that in October, more than 300,000 new jobs were created, lots of that because of hiring for reconstruction projects after the hurricanes. The unemployment rate for last month, which is measured differently, dropped a tenth of a point to 5.4%. The service sector hired the most people, but again, another sign of a weak holiday season, retailers actually lost jobs. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at the business of supplying protesters in the Ukraine.
Okay, thank you. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, with us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.